we call them a winter onion that lives over without setting them. They come every year. In other words, they're early, one of the earliest in the spring, and they're really hot. Uh-huh. Once you get them set out, they'll grow and spread almost.
Yes.
We call them winter onion.
But
hauling
and
string bean or the lima.
Okay.
Oh, that's our most favorite. I always say it's good to survive winter to have dandelions. The French are great for dandelions.
You know, I observed that.
Word isn't it? Tooth of the lion? Well,
I think that's right.
I believe I've heard that.
And
say dandelions.
I see.
All the French, you'll see them digging dandelions. They're early in first, and they used to tell if someone would get them with an axe. One of those fools that somebody dig them, you know, so small and so early.
And I just directly have to use axe to dig them out.
Boy, dandelions and boiled eggs over them and ham and potatoes, either fried or boiled. It's really something.
It's
properly seasoned. You know, they put a little garlic in there, there's a world of difference.
Yes, sir, I can believe that. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid I missed that. I didn't have any.
The husk.
Thank you. And served on a cob, we like it very much.
Sweet corn. Tassel.
Excel material, you can call that?
The silk. Grapefruit.
Well, it's associated with two together.
Oh, muskmelon?
Yeah.
Sure. They're in season. I was sure done with I was thinking of fruit, you know.
Trees. Well, I misled.
Mushroom.
And then,
toadstool. Squash.
I just can't
swallow it.
Right. I just
can't do that.
All right. Do that. Rather.
Say I worked all day and I'm tired as a dog or something.
Okay.
Suspension. That's quite a common expression.
All right.
Tired as a dog. I don't know why they say that, but they do. And I have always used that expression myself.
Yes. Express the idea that this is something he shouldn't do. He
was reckless.
Okay.
He had not to drove on that side of the road, possibly.
Just
don't want to.
All right. But then, what would you call that?
Owls.
The
screech owl and the hoot owl. The screech owl was a small barn owl, where the hoot owl was a larger owl, or at least, I don't know whether that's correct, but we distinguished the two owls. The screech owls would come around the buildings and lots of times stay in the barn. They're smaller. And a hoot owl is a larger owl. That's the way we always.
That's the distinction, then. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Crawdad. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whatever it might be.
We
say skunk.
Defined.
Fox squirrels and red squirrels here.
Okay.
You say in and
you might say.
Oh, the bullfrog.
Yeah, I was again dry land. We call him
the green frog.
And then
the toad was generally more on land, but they do like dance. They'll get in cellar pits and.
They do like it a little moist then.
They do because I mean well pits. I remember seeing them. But they prefer drier than the frog, that's sure.